question.
In 1980, Saddam Hussein went into the movie business, bankrolling this lavish-looking multi-million pound blockbuster. The film brought together the infamous dictator with hell-raising actor Oliver Reed.
You once drank 104 pints in 24 hours. That was beer, I presume.
No, it was 48 hours.
Ah, well, that's all right.
Yes.
Saddam's vision for this movie was a film that would tell the world his epic version of the birth of Iraq.
The director, Mohammed, was making the biggest picture the country's ever made.
Saddam Hussein was watching me.
But when filming began, so too did the Iran-Iraq war, and the British cast and crew had nowhere to hide. The result was Oliver Reed waging his own war on Baghdad's bartenders.
Oliver Reed was a weapon of mass destruction.
With the fall of Iraq, Saddam's movie disappeared from trace. Until now, when it resurfaced in a garage in Surrey. By opening these lost cans, we can piece together the story of one of the most bizarre feature films ever made, when an Iraqi tyrant and a British hellraiser locked horns in the desert.